Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Bye, numbskulls. I'm broadcasting.
You can always predict when the Democrats are struggling. It's when they decide to bring back something to put fear in you. Welcome, everybody. Kevin Jackson. You're listening to the KevinJacksonAtWork.com. Fear. That's the product the Democrats manufacture. That is the capitalist product they sell, and they sell it in droves. And when it's out of stock, they restock in something else. Take your pick. They want to create fear, a crisis. Fear and crisis, same thing essentially. Let no crisis go to waste, meaning to figure out what the crisis is, create it, manufacture it, sell it as if it your life depends on it. Certainly your money does. But who cares about credibility? And then pretend to solve the problem. Act like you're going to take care of the fear. You will alleviate the fear. How are they going to do it? Think about the Wu flu crisis. They're going to stop you from what? From dying? No, they're not. They're going to cause you to want to die. Look at the suicides in this country. What are they going to do with this Wu flu? They've got a vaccine that doesn't work. It works so well that they say, well, whether you're vaccinated or not, you still got to wear a mask. Right now, they want kids to wear a mask. They want kids vaccinated. Have no data to support it. They talk about science all the time. Nothing to support it. And what are you hearing? We got to go back to masks. Oh, my gosh, it's crisis. The Surgeon General was on TV over the weekend, and he was talking about who's spreading all this misinformation about masks and all this other stuff. They have zero information that says you need to wear a mask or you need to get a shot. In fact, you know it's quite the contrary. You don't need to do either. They won't tell you that you have herd immunity. I saw a story that said Boris, what's his face, over in Europe, the Prime Minister of Britain, he's going to go into quarantine because he was exposed to Wu flu. He had it. He had the Wu flu. Kamala Harris was exposed by two Texas Democrats who escaped to a vote. They had it. She's not going to go into quarantine. Oh, by the way, didn't she get the shot? But you got to be made to fear that right now the pressure on governors to shut the economy down again. And well, that pressure's gone away because they don't want to do that. That was a Trump deal there. But there's a little bit. But the mask mandates are there because that's going to save us all. Yep. Just look at the news cycle and you can sense what's going on. Why are they doing this? Why are they suddenly deciding, you know what, we got to figure out a way to get people back to being scared. We're in the middle of summer. They say the Wu flu can't even survive in the ultraviolet. Sunshine all over America. They're still talking mask mandates. I gave you the numbers the other day. The number of cases that are going, it's only in the southern states where the governors don't follow the CDC guidelines. And then you find out, wait a minute, that's not really true. It's in New York and California and Oregon. Okay, well, maybe it isn't just where they aren't vaccinated as much. Maybe it's not that. Maybe it's not where they're, you know, and the shot isn't working on a new Delta variant. What are we going to do? The Delta variant's out there. Wait a minute. It's not killing people in the numbers we said? What are we going to do now? So here's how you can play the game with Democrats. Just ask yourself, how would you create a scare in somebody when there's really nothing there? How would you do it? Who's the new boogeyman? What's the new boogeyman? So if they can't sell the Delta variant, they can't get another $6 trillion from you, which, by the way, was enough money to give every single American $41,000. That's how much money we've spent on a fraud. On a scam. 41 grand. Let me ask you, what could you have done with your 41,000? how many kids you got? You married? You got a significant other? You got any kids? What could you have done with 41,000 times 2? For those leftists out there listening, that's 82,000. What would you have done? Or 123,000 if you had a child. What would you have done? 164,000 if there were if you're a four family, the average American. What could you have done with that money? Could you have paid off a mortgage? Could you have bought a new home? Could you have sent a kid to college? Maybe bought some new ammo. What could you have done? Because let me tell you what the government did. It made a lot of very, very wealthy people much more wealthy. The Democrats who claim they want to redistribute wealth and take it from the rich to the poor did exactly the opposite. They took a bunch of money from the people who are out there working their butts off, and they said, let's redistribute it to ourselves. Oh, my gosh. I wish we could follow the money here. Fleeced this country. And it's not over. They're still trying. And my curiosity is, how long do they get away with it? I'm sure some of you are asking the same thing. Like, when does it end? I think they're in bad shape. I think that all of this is meant to keep our attention off of massive voter fraud. But I'll get to that in a bit later. Because they're losing. People are experiencing what? Their freedom again and saying, wait a minute, I'm not wearing this stupid mask. You can't convince me that I'm not getting this disease because of the mask or social distancing. By the way, if you want to really see what these people are doing, I mentioned before they run PSAs on this stuff. And here's one of the PSAs that they run on this mask. This is almost anything you do on social media, on your computer, this is what you'll hear.
I got my shot and I'm like, you know what? I'm going to do me.
I can go to the movies again. I can go out with my friends.
It's just amazing to go to a restaurant.
I want to travel. I want to get my groove on.
When I got the vaccine, I said, I'm ready to party.
Can you believe that? Welcome, everybody. Welcome back, I should say. By the way, this is Kevin Jackson. This is the KevinJacksonNetwork.com. I happen to be Kevin Jackson. Check us out at thekevinjacksonnetwork.com/kevperks. Let me say that again. thekevinjacksonnetwork.com/kevperks. 844-551-8255. I'm going to do me, is what one guy says.
I can go to the movies again. I'm ready to party.
You ready to party? Well, you're in the right place to party. Because that's what we're about to do. If you got your shot, you can hang around.
Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Life insurance is one of those things that just about everybody needs, but few people actually have. Hey, if you die unexpectedly without life insurance, guess what? You'll leave your family with even a bigger mess. Life insurance will help replace your family's income. It'll help cover burial expenses. Life insurance can even help pay off debt like credit cards and medical bills. Life insurance can even pay for college. And if you own a business and you die, life insurance can help your business from collapsing. It can even help cover estate taxes. Life insurance has never been more affordable and needed. Plus, you can always shop around even if you have a plan and save some money. So call the Life Insurance Quote Line right now for free pricing information.
800-908-8216. 800-908-8216. 800-908-8216. That's 800-908-8216.
Do you owe the IRS $10,000 or more in back taxes? Are you being audited or investigated? Has the IRS sent you a letter demanding payment? You may not owe what they claim. Make this free call to the Tax Doctor now. Let them negotiate with the IRS on your behalf.
800-234-0316. 800-234-0316. That's 800-234-0316.
For $1 a day, if any covered appliance breaks in your home, we guarantee to fix or replace it. All makes and models, washers, dryers, refrigerators, air conditioners, and more. Guaranteed to be fixed or replaced for $1 a day. Call the Home Service Club now for free information.
800-413-2816. 800-413-2816. 800-413-2816. That's 800-413-2816.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
If you are trying to quit drinking or doing too many drugs, listen to me. You don't know me and we'll never meet. I had a problem like you once. I drank and used to party a little too much till it got out of control and almost ruined my life. I realized I needed help to fix my problem before it totally destroyed me. If you've tried to fix your drinking and drug problem and you know you can't do it alone, you need to call the National Treatment Advisors. They'll immerse you into a 30-day program to replace your old habits with new habits and totally change your life. And if you have PPO private health insurance, the entire program may be covered. Fix your problem right now before it gets any worse. Get clean. Call now and learn more. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252.
Are you curious about what might be missing from your diet and supplement choices? Take a free health assessment to identify your possible nutrient deficiencies. As a certified holistic health coach, I will help you assess and prioritize a supplement program based on Dr. Wallach's recommendations. Call Linda at 833-VITAL-90. That number to call is 833-848-2590. That's 833-VITAL-90.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutriMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, simulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
Jackson Radio Show.
And it didn't cost us a dent.
I got my shot and I'm like, you know what? I'm gonna do me.
I can go to the movies again. I can go out with my friends.
It's just amazing to go to a restaurant.
I want to travel. I want to get my groove on.
When I got the vaccine, I said, I'm ready to party.
Don't you love that track that's behind it? And the last one is a lady that's probably at least 75 years old.
I'm ready to party.
Welcome back, everybody. Kevin Jackson here. You're listening to the KevinJacksonNetwork.com. I'm going to do me. I can go to the movies again, is what one dude says. And what cracked me up is this lady goes, it's amazing to go to a restaurant. No, it isn't. That's normal life. Kevin Jackson here. You're listening to normal life. All these things are things you did, normal life, and they're acting like it's a reward. You get the shot. Man, you look at the reward you get when you get this shot.
you get this thing we call limited freedom. Limited freedom. Yeah. Well, I want to play a clip from Dr. Vivek Murthy, who is the Surgeon General. And they're saying that we are doing misinformation, that shows like mine are misinformation shows. See, because I'm not getting the shot, the Wu Flu shot. Why? Well, for those of you who've gotten it, you're going to have to pardon me. But because I'm not stupid, that's why I'm not getting the shot. Because I have herd immunity, and I've already had it, the disease that is. Most of America has. I've looked at the statistics. I don't have to be a doctor to have this thing called common sense and be able to look at this problem and say, you know what? I don't need this. I'm not a doctor. But I understand medicine. I understand the science. And here's what's interesting, how they use science. They have literally taken a word and just made it ugly. Something that I happen to be a scientist. An electrical engineer is a scientist. He understands. We have to understand so much, it's ridiculous. We got to understand chemistry, which akin to metallurgy to some degree, because we have to understand how metals play. We have to understand silicon, gallium arsenide, how to dope metals. I mean, it's a testament in chemistry, if you're a double E these days. Certainly, to use the products, you have to understand the science of electrons and things like this, the physics of it all. We take a lot of science in electrical engineering. I have many friends that I'd say, what's your degree in? I'm a civil engineer. I'm a mechanical engineer. And you know, they'll tell me, well, I started out as electrical, Kevin, but I decided I'd better go with mechanical. No offense to the mechanical engineers, because they're amazingly smart people. But in electrical engineering, you got to understand a lot of stuff. It's not for the faint. And you have to, again, you got to understand so many other sciences besides just how the electron flows or it works in a circuit. So we understand the science. I don't need to be a complete expert in virology and epidemiology. I know enough to know that when you sneeze, it goes out in the air. But I also know from observation that when you smoke, I can smell it. Yeah, how far is it breathe? I remember when I was a kid, we had a guy at our school. This is going to crack you up. In the military school, his name was Poindexter. That was his last name. And he was very smart. I think he was valedictorian. But he was 3 years older than I was. He was battalion adjutant, I believe, when I was in military school. And his name was Poindexter. You know, the joke of the name that we use to describe smart people. But he was actually named Poindexter. And so one day we were talking, and he's a cool guy. And I remember being outside of our academic building. And I said to him, well, it isn't it's a person has to understand the formula for distribution we were talking about how air particles move. And I said, it's not like you have to understand the formula for distribution of air particles. And Poindexter comes to me, he goes, Kevin, exactly what is the formula for a point? He did exactly what a Poindexter would do. And I was just making it up. But he was curious. He was like, is there a... No, there isn't. You want to know why there isn't? Because, see, air moves. I'm in this studio, a relatively small room. My breath is filling it up. And I'm a bit farther than 6 feet away. If you stay in here long enough, it's farther than 6 feet. And so yours. Look, I'm not going to get into the tedious nature of all of this. All I'm telling you is the science is in our favor. The science says let people get a disease, which we're going to get, by the way. Once one person got it, then the second. And it had a 14-day gestation period where you didn't know. And then we found out that you can have it and not even know it, have zero symptoms. You could be completely asymptomatic. Then we found out that for some people, the only way you would know is if you lost your sense of smell or taste, which means it's either asymptomatic or you lose those things. So it's not the vicious killer they're making it out to be. Then we found out that it wasn't killing people under 65 in big enough numbers to even raise a red flag. More people committed suicide, you know, lower than the age of 65 than were actually killed from the disease. I could go on. But instead of giving us the truth, which is what this guy claims that they gave us, the truth, they gave us none of it.
You said that disinformation coming from so-called bad actors is also to blame for this. And I want our viewers to have an idea of disinformation being spread on the right. Take a listen. There's nothing more anti-democratic, anti-freedom, than pushing an experimental drug on Americans against their will.
The idea that you would force people to take medicine they don't want or need, is there a precedent for that in our lifetime? I feel like a vaccination in a weird way is just generally kind of going against nature.
I wonder if that person has ever flown in an airplane or a car or taken an Advil. But besides that, President Biden did accuse social media platforms of killing people. Do you think conservative media like Fox News are doing the same? Are they killing people, too, with rhetoric like you just heard?
Well, then I think all of us, including the media, including individuals, health professionals, have a responsibility to share the truth about health as science dictates, as science informs us. And, you know, unless we do that, unless we are honest about the consequences of our communication with people, unless we are rigorous about ensuring that what we communicate is actually sourced from science and not from opinion on critical issues like the vaccine.
Oh, my goodness. Where do you start? Disinformation being spread on the right. Welcome back, everybody. Kevin Jackson, you're listening to. We aren't going to have time to go into this in detail, but the disinformation, see, that's when you know that you're getting the disinformation is when they tell you that they're the ones who are trying to stop it.
We've all seen and perhaps use the alcohol-based hand sanitizers. Have you noticed how it dries your skin, and as soon as the alcohol evaporates, it's no longer effective? GCNteam.com has alcohol-free antibacterial soap and foam, meeting or exceeding all requirements set forth by the United States Food and Drug Administration. Come to GCNteam.com. Keyword antibacterial, or call 877-878-4203.
The way things are going these days, do you ever ask yourself, when is the other shoe going to drop? The warning signs are everywhere. The next big danger is food shortages. That's why Americans are learning to be self-reliant and getting their emergency long-term food storage from My Patriot Supply. We're America's trusted leader in emergency preparedness. Over the past decade, My Patriot Supply has served millions of families and helped them prepare. Our delicious meal kits average 2,000 calories per day and stay fresh in storage up to 25 years. This is reliable food that will be there when disasters strike. And with the way things are going, you should grab some now. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com, order a starter kit for each member of your family, and we'll ship everything quickly and discreetly to your door. Don't wait and scramble with the masses when the news breaks. Instead, prepare today for what's coming. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com. That's MyPatriotSupply.com.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions, SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
U.S.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
Amazon founder Jeff Bezos says his expectations for flying on the edge of space were dramatically exceeded. During a press conference following the space flight, Bezos talks about the future of Blue Origin.
We're going to fly the human missions twice more this year. And what we do in the following year, I'm not sure yet.
President Biden is meeting with the Super Bowl champion Tampa Bay Buccaneers, the president paying respects for what the team did off the field.
Your team stepped up off the field, too, donating millions of meals to families in need, helping Americans exercise their sacred right to vote, including at the Raymond James Stadium. Your stadium also became a lifeline for families in Tampa Bay this spring, administering nearly 200,000 vaccine shots.
USA Radio News. Speaking on the Senate floor Tuesday, Senate Minority Leader from Kentucky Mitch McConnell calls out politicians for saying that we should defund police as crimes rise across the country.
Leaders at the local, state, and federal level should be acting to confront the surge in violent crime that's plaguing our nation. For about a year now, the political left has grown obsessed with the notion that police officers are inherently bad, policing is inherently evil.
President Biden has stated he does not want to defund the police and that money from the American Rescue Plan can be used to train and hire more officers. A new survey finds that more Americans struggle to pay their medical bills during the coronavirus pandemic. The reasons include being infected with COVID-19, losing income, or losing employer health insurance coverage. The survey conducted by the Commonwealth Fund shows that more than a third of insured adults and half of those without insurance said they had an issue paying a medical bill. USA Radio News.
To end here.
Actually, it's just gotten started.
No!
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Not sure. Don't share.
Yeah, and to that point, you said that disinformation coming from so-called bad actors is also to blame for this. And I want our viewers to have an idea of disinformation being spread on the right. Take a listen. There's nothing more anti-democratic, anti-freedom, than pushing an experimental drug on Americans against their will.
The idea that you would force people to take medicine they don't want or need, is there a precedent for that in our lifetime? I feel like a vaccination in a weird way is just generally kind of going against nature.
I wonder if that person has ever flown in an airplane or a car or taken an Advil. But besides that, President Biden did accuse social media platforms of killing people. Do you think conservative media like Fox News are doing the same? Are they killing people, too, with rhetoric like you just heard?
Well, then I think all of us, including the media, including individuals, health professionals, have a responsibility to share the truth about health as science dictates, as science informs us. And you know, unless we do that, unless we are honest about the consequences of our communication with people, unless we are rigorous about ensuring that what we communicate is actually sourced from science and not from opinion on critical issues like the vaccine, then we are going to ultimately put people at risk. And that is my great worry, Dana. There are people all across our country, and I hear from folks all the time, who are struggling to make decisions about their health. After this very difficult year we've been through, people deserve to have access to accurate information. They deserve to hear that from their leaders. They deserve to hear that from the media. They deserve to see that on platforms online, and that they need that information to be able to make decisions to protect themselves and their families. That's the least we can do for them.
I had to play that clip again. Welcome back, everybody. Kevin Jackson's here listening to. That was the Surgeon General on CNN, and the host is saying, what about all this disinformation spread on the right? Well, let me ask you, what have the left lied about? You want me to give you a couple things to think about? They've lied about Biden's health, his youth and his vigor. Remember when the guy at CNN said, we intentionally made Trump look like he was the one struggling and Joe Biden was youthful and vigorous? They said it. We wouldn't show Biden unless he, you know,
pardon me, it's being orchestrated to have Biden look like he's healthier than what he is. We're talking about physical health. You know, following up the stairs, going to Air Force One. We're not even talking about mental health. They know they can't fool very many people on that. This is the KevinJacksonNetwork.com. I happen to be Kevin Jackson. 844-551-8255 if you want to call. So they lied about Biden's health. They lied about Biden's election win. And I use my finger quotes. Biden didn't win this election. They lied. Why? They have an agenda. Donald Trump screwed with that agenda. What else have they lied about? They lied that Barack Obama was competent. He's not. He was not a good president. He was not a great president. He was not even mediocre. He was a bad president. He didn't represent America. Voter fraud. They say it doesn't exist. You know, I don't need to go into the litany of things, and we will. In the next hour, I'm going to talk a lot about voter fraud. What's come out of Arizona, what's coming out of Pennsylvania, what will soon come out of other places, and how that bodes well for us. I don't know whether that's going to overturn what happened in Arizona, but I do know this. People need to go to prison, and that's what we can start focusing on. Once we have the persons responsible, and it's more than one person, we can start putting them in prison. But we know that there's voter fraud. We know that the Dominion voting machines were tampered with, as were others. And it was leftists doing the tampering. It was Dominion voting machines and the people who operate them who said, we're going to put our thumb on the scale of this election. And they did it. What else is the left lying about? Well, they're lying about the economy. You think this economy is doing well under Biden? Because I'm going to tell you, it's not. It's easy to look at it through the prism of what Trump set up and still live on that muscle memory for a bit. But in terms of Biden's deal with the economy, it's going downhill fast. I've got some numbers on it. There are fewer unemployment claims, Kevin. We'll get to that. So the economy, the economic outlook is grim and getting worse. Fewer people getting jobs, even wanting jobs, eroding the tax base, and too many things to mention. Inflation through the roof. So what are you going to report that's good? Joe Biden saved you 16 cents on Independence Day? Congratulations. He stole a lot more of your money from you, and they continue to. WHO flu numbers. Holy crap. Do I really need to go into those numbers again for the 1,000th time ad nauseum? You already know what these numbers are so bogus, it's ridiculous. A better question, folks, isn't what have the left lied about? A better question is, what haven't they lied about? Race issues, women's issues, sexual issues. All things they lie about. All things they use these things as weapons and think that it's going to just force us in. Well, we'll make them do it. They will capitulate. So let's go back to the economy. I saw this notice that there were fewer unemployment claims. I don't have the numbers. I'm talking about I don't have the general unemployment numbers. I'm not even bothered to keep up because I don't believe anything that's reported. But I will tell you this. When I do see a story that makes me go, let's put this in perspective. I found such a story. You want people to go back to work? I have the answer. Cut unemployment. During the scamdemic, they used trillions of dollars in order to make sure that this thing gets propagated. And they've done a masterful job. I'll give them credit for that. I'm studying it so we can learn how to do it on the right. But if you cut unemployment, it's really that simple to get people to go back to work. No more free money. You're going to go back to work. You're going to earn it. And if they do it right, these people will feel wonderful. They'll feel magnificent, empowered. And that's because working releases endorphins. If you like your job, if you, man, it's a good feeling to like what you do. I get up in the morning. I mean, I have a warehouse full of whoop butt. I was cleaning it up for the radio. And I unleash it all day long on leftists. And I enjoy it. I'm going through the news cycle and I'm thinking to myself, wow, what a great story. I don't know whether to write it, to call somebody and discuss it, to set up a treatment for media. I'm just sitting there going, this is amazing. The crazy stuff, funny stuff. I mean, my mind is always spinning on it. It's funny. I was talking to a young lady today. And she said to me, Kevin, I never thought in my life would be so consumed with politics. I said I was having this discussion this very morning. This is a couple days ago. And I think I was talking to Melissa. I told her, it's impossible now to get away from politics. When I was growing up, politics was such a small part of your life. It was very small. I remember my grandparents paying the poll tax and them going to vote. And, you know, and we watched a lot of political stuff. But politics came in small doses. And it was over. Now, it never goes away. You'd have to go to the Galapagos with no sat phone for it to go away. It isn't going to. If you live in a city or anywhere near one that's got satellite radio, whatever, you can't get away from it. But if you cut unemployment, the unemployment benefits, people will go back to work. Nothing replaces the good feeling you have of accomplishment. The states who did this, who cut the unemployment, they said, are now they got people coming back to work. They are feasting in comparison to their leftist lame brain counterparts. So what's the difference? I don't have the answer. I'm asking you, what's the difference? I think I know what it is, and I've given it to you. Giving people incentive to work. Look, I don't care whether your job is menial or not. If you do it and you do it right, and you want to get ahead, you can get ahead. That's what I believe about this country. So yes, it is that simple. Anyway, we got a lot more to talk about. Women crimes, this story is going to blow your mind.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Hey folks, Kevin Jackson here with a very important message. Stop overpaying for your prescriptions. Our A-plus rated BBB partner can get your high-cost meds for practically nothing. How do I know this? Because one of my family members saves hundreds of dollars a month. He began saving $200 a month. Now, with his med changes, he's saving up to $700 a month. So does the editor of my website. Never pay full price for meds again. Look, you deserve to save this money. And this service truly works, so I wouldn't be sharing it with you. Now, here's what you can do to start saving almost immediately. One, visit the KevinJacksonNetwork.com/KevPerks. And two, submit the free form and they'll call and help you. Or, if you want a bit more information, call 800-678-5013. That number again is 800-678-5013.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions, SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
Blue Star medicated ointment works fast to relieve the pain and itch of almost any skin irritation.
It's amazing. It's like as soon as you put it on, you can feel it working.
We've had Blue Star in the family for years. It works on everything.
I love the cooling sensation on my athlete's foot.
What a relief for my eczema.
Nothing worked on my dry, cracked skin until I tried Blue Star.
Blue Star is great for scalp itch.
Look for the white box with the Blue Star in the first aid section. Feel Blue Star work fast or your money back.
No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com. And an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Tejibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau de Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus doesn't grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system. And it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. A one-pound package of tea is $34.95 plus shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. That's shop, S-H-O-P, super, S-U-P-E-R, T-T-E-A.com. So the complete website is shopsupertea.com. Or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 to 5 California time. That's shopsupertea.com at 818-984-6100.
Do you want to give you and your loved ones premium nutrition right now? Hi, I'm Jamil Bookaboo from TeamGaday.com and the GCN Longevity Health Team. Get your premium nutrition formulated by world-renowned naturopathic doctor, Dr. Joel Wallach at wholesale, or also become a distributor and earn income while supporting this broadcast. Go to TeamGaday.com via the shopping cart or contact form, and I'll get back to you with support personally. That's TeamGaday.com with Longevity. TeamGaday.com.
Hello?
Congratulations.
For what?
For losing all that weight. How'd you do it so fast?
ASAP.
ASAP what? What's that mean?
Are you ready to get as skinny as possible, as soon as possible, as simple as possible, and as sexy as possible?
I'm listening.
Then get with the ASAP program. It's real and it works. No smooth talk, no slick advertising, and no exaggerated claims of success.
I've got to know more.
Welcome to ASAP, as slim as possible. Whether you have 10, 20, or 50 pounds to lose, ASAP is your weight loss answer. ASAP targets the abnormal fat reserves and makes them available to be burned as fuel and contains no caffeine or hormones. Order ASAP at wholesale prices or join the team to share the business with others. Go to GCNteam.com or call 855-GCN-MALL. That's 855-426-6255. GCNteam.com or 855-426-6255. Lose weight and look great with ASAP, as slim as possible.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Con Kevino Jacksones.
Disinformation, the new term leftists use to do what? Spread disinformation. Welcome back, everybody. Kevin Jackson, you're listening to. Leftists are amazing at disinformation, at deflecting. Right now, they claim America's racist. I want you to just consider for 1 second the disinformation campaign. If you were somebody outside of America and you were going to come here and you turned on the media and it said, more black people are being killed. Black people are being killed by white people and cops and black people. And you were black, would you want to come here? If you were white, would you? You'd be like, whoa, wow.
the crime rate. It's underreported. If you came to America today, you would think black people are the safest people to be around. You'd be wondering, why do all those people hang around, all those racist white folks? I'm going to go to Compton. Go flash my wallet. Racist America, one of the biggest disinformation campaigns in the history of man. And it feeds into, oh, police are cruel to black people. We need to defund the police because they are out there killing black people. The KevinJacksonNetwork.com is where you can find out more about me and the team. And speaking of police, go check out BleedingBlueMovie.com. You will not be disappointed. Defund the police? We need to defend the police. Against what? These racist black folks. These people out there killing all of America in disproportionate numbers, and worse than that, killing black people. You want to talk about racism against black people? Go to black folks. They hate black people. Leftist blacks hate black people. If you want me to point at some racism, I got some for you. Immigration, illegal immigration is good, right? What about that disinformation campaign? What are we doing? We're separating children from their parents. If you've got a kid marching over here by coyotes, they've already been separated from their parents. And the ones that get here and break the law, they get treated like everybody else. The same way you would get treated if you did broke the law. You know what happens to you? You get separated from your parents. Or, in your case, maybe you get separated from your kids. It's always selling something, man. Disinformation. There is nothing these people sell that's good. Voter ID. That's another racist thing. You support it? Terrible. If you support voter ID, you are for racism against black folks, disenfranchising black people. You don't want them to get ID that they can already get. See, that's the one that always cracks me up. So, the issue here is, well, voter ID in requiring that, that's a problem when you do that. That's the left. I'm using the Hegelian dialectic I've been talking about on you, right? The problem is you're demanding that black people get an ID. How dare you? There's a real problem. Black people, they are going to demand that you now, that number step two, make it fearful. They demand that you get an ID. They do not want you to be able to vote. They are trying to stop you from voting. And then they fraud us at the mouth. I believe if they want me to get an ID, they don't want me. Now, you got to get an ID for everything, but who cares? And then what are they going to do? They're going to solve the problem. How are they going to solve the problem? The problem doesn't exist. We're going to get every black man an ID. And we're going to make sure everybody got an ID that's black. So what have they done? Nothing. Because you know why? Black people already have IDs. That's how it works. They tell us leftism is in demand. Everybody wants what they're selling. Look at how many people want to get that shot. That they got to run PSAs 24/7. You can't flip on your computer without it telling you, I got the shot. You got to get the shot. Get the shot. Everybody get the shot. Let's rap to it. Come on now. Made nursery rhymes. Get the shot. Get the shot. Everybody's supposed to get the shot. You know where they're having the biggest problem selling the shot? Black youth. Black youth are like, why do I got to get that? I ain't getting that shot. Black youth are so in the know. You want to know why? You want to know why this disinformation campaign, why Biden said what he said about Facebook? He said, they got to stop doing what they're doing. They got to cut down on this disinformation. Because kids, youth, particularly minority youth, they can look at that and they go, man, I'm hearing people dying. Their heart's getting enlarged. Yeah, man, one of my friends, this happened to him, man. I ain't going to get no stupid shot. Blacks and Latinos are like, I ain't getting it. I don't need it. I'm not worried about the woo. I'm worried about survival. You're trying to get me worried about a woo flu when I got to walk the gauntlet in my neighborhood to get home? I could get killed at the next, or pilled at the next house party? Notice how I was using the P for party when I was thinking of killed, and I said get pilled. See, that's how it works. Joe Biden wouldn't have caught that. So, do you think they care? No.
And, of course, the only reason why young white kids get the shot, because these suburban white women are like, I don't know, it's just better safe than sorry. Yeah, well, good luck with that. Miss Everett Romney, or the mother of Everett Romney, who is now crying that she got her 6'9", probably going to be an NBA star son, the shot, because he's never going to be the same. Told you guys, Eric Clapton saying he couldn't play the guitar. He got the shot, and he was like, it took him a long time. He says, shoot, they wanted me to get the second version of this shot, the second part. I was like, uh-uh. He was like, uh-uh, I can't do it. Because he couldn't get, he was like, uh-uh. No Negro. But leftism is the in demand, right? Yeah, kind of like people are begging for hemorrhoids or something. Leftism is on, it's on life support. Leftists won't dare tell you. They want you to believe they are, man, everybody wants to be with us, Kev. Everybody. Come on, dude. Get on the wagon, bro. They want us there, boy. They make it sound sexy, too, don't they? You can get free money, universal basic income, and we're going to get you a livable wage. And I don't know. What else do you want? We'll get it for you. Just do what we tell you. Let me tell you something. You fall for that, you're a sucker. You're a sucker. Leftism's not in demand. Look, here's some numbers for you. They talk about the shrinking audience. This is on ESPN, folks. This is ESPN ESPYs, the awards show. In 2015, 7.75 million people watched that. Yeah. 2016, it went down to 5.6 million. 2017, 5.3. Not as big of a gap. 2018, 3.94 million. 2019, 3.87 million. 2020, 482,000. I want you to understand, 7.75 million in 2015. That's how many people watched the ESPN ESPYs. And then Kaepernick and those guys started their antics. And now, in 2021, they're back up to 1.1 million. But remember, 7.75 down to 1.1 million. Let me put this in perspective. People on YouTube get more people to watch their shows than ESPN gets. With all the money that's spent, all the advertising, everything that's known about it, all the power behind it, the hoopla, the pageantry. And there are people that get many, many more conservatives. That's what you did. ES President Jimmy Pitaro has claimed that ESPN is not political, but their blatant political partisanship says otherwise. Following the shocking Ash Award selection of Sam and Jenner, the 2016 ESPYs featured black athletes promoting Black Lives Matter and ripping on America's public safety officers. 2017, Michelle Obama presented the Ash Award to Eunice Kennedy Shriver, founder of Special Olympics. Special Olympics are wonderful, and Shriver deserved the recognition, but Barack Obama had made the embarrassing put-down of Special Olympics. Former race car driver Danica Patrick hosted the 2018 debacle and rattled off anti-Trump jokes. Repeat, ESPN isn't political, right? A year ago, soccer player and rabid Trump hater Megan Rapinoe hosted the ESPN dumpster fire. She also begged Joe Biden to name her as a running mate. Just giving you some ideas around it. Leftism destroys, and I find it fitting that Rapinoe had the lowest numbers of any ESPN ESPY Awards show. Just goes to show you, leftism doesn't win.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Putting an end to identity politics.
And now, something completely different.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.